Listen, I'm really sorry about the low quality. I'm phoning in again, literally.
I'm at a karaoke, fairly drunk and arguing with the missus, and it's very loud. So don't worry about phoning in, because that's exactly what I'm doing.
I've been phoning in for the past 11 or 12 years.
We live in strange times.
And are to be stepped out!
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
So, Booze, we'll do the intro in a second. Cat's got AIDS at the moment, and he's moving house. But he put some pictures up on our chat, and fucking hell, it's a bit posh.
Two of the most stressful.
It's lovely
life.
Honestly, it's like imagine the poshest bordello you can think of. That's exactly what it looks like. It's beautiful.
So it's like From Dusk Till Dawn. That's the poshest.
With lots of cushions that have been axed in the middle. Do you know when you get a cushion and you axe it in the middle? That's what he's got.
That's a horrible way of describing his wife.
Yes. But but he lives in Australia, right?
Yep, he lives in the future, on the other side of the flat Earth.
They do have a lot of space there.
They do have it's a wide open space. There you go. Okay. As a fucking joke. Right, now, as you can hear, sorry, we'll do the intro in a minute. Dom is at a karaoke bar, and we're just discussing what he was going to be singing next. He's going to be doing Hurt, the Johnny Cash version, and he's already done The Devil Went to Georgia. What would be your go-to karaoke song there, Booze?
I think I'd go for a bit of Maggie May.
Oh. Yeah.
My vocal cords have changed since I had bit of COVID over Christmas, you know.
Ah, yeah, the lung AIDS as well.
Yeah, so I think I might be able to do a good... I haven't really tried. And tried my rod.
Sorry, you're going to try your rod?
Well, I haven't tried my rod, but that's another story.
Right, okay, okay, jolly good. Okay, well, I might as well do the intro then, really, or I could just shoehorn it in earlier with some judicious, clever editing. I don't know. Okay. Oh, God, Dom's back from the karaoke bar. He's back. Is he there? I was just about to do the intro, which is... kind of goes like this. Hello, welcome to StrangeTimeshow.com. I'm Davian, he's Dom, and tonight, by a royal appointment, Jeremy Corbyn, we have Booze.
Yeah, don't get me mixed up with that lot. Hello.
How you doing, Winkle? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. It's been a good day.
Well,
I won't detail in case you release this in about 9 weeks' time.
Yeah, it probably will take about 9 weeks' time before it's released. Now, you say you're having a good day. Has anything to do with the serverial tins of Carling that you've been quaffing with your kicky ball viewing?
I wouldn't touch that stuff. Or Foster's.
Or Foster's, right. Okay, so what was your lager beer of choice then, sir? Was it a nice case of Paul Weller, but old Nelson?
Well, no, I stopped drinking that because...
Because you killed people, yeah.
And they water it down. Like, literally.
That's a wine.
It used to be 5%. They took it down to 4.8. So the only decent ones you can get are San Miguel.
Fucking woke cunts.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay, it's podcast title. Woke cunts.
Or is it tax reasons?
Woke cunts ate my hamster. There we go. Sorry, what?
Yeah, so
is it woke cunts or is it tax reasons?
Oh, probably both.
It's what do they call it? Shrinkflation. And we all know about that.
Hang on a minute. You just said the secret keyword.
Shrinkflation?
Yes, good evening, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Shrinkflation. No, that's not going to work at all, is it? No, Shrinkflation, I had young people on the TikToks going on about that, and I took a wild guess as to what it is. And it's all to do with like Cadbury's cream eggs. They used to be the size of Heathrow Airport when we were seven, but now you can now you can fit at least 10 in your foreskin.
Yes,
interesting.
That's pretty much what you're talking about. Yeah, right.
See, I thought it was when you get hard on it, you get smaller. I thought that's what it was.
Oh, thumbing it in for Jesus. There we go.
Jesus.
Right, so what else has been subject to shrinkflation of late then, Bozeman?
Well, like you say, I think all chocolate bars.
Yep.
Especially the wagon wheel, because apparently they did used to be, you know, the
wagon wheels used to be my favourite. I was always having massive arguments with Dr. Norman Trousers as to whether wagon wheels or Texan bars are better. Wagon wheels are obviously better than Texan bars.
Yeah. I think they're kind of... Just like the Jaffa cake, you have to put them in a class of their own. Right?
Jaffa cake's up the arsehole. That's what it's all about, mate.
Exactly.
You get that Jaffa cake, you shove it right up your fucking arse, mate.
Yeah, but they shouldn't up your arsehole, David.
But they do, though. you put a plate of Jaffa cakes down on a fucking table and take your trousers off. Whee! Oh, hang on a minute. I'm literally quoting a Derek and Clive sketch now. Jesus. Is this what we've become? Yes. Quick.
Yeah.
Let's get Dom to save the show. How's your lovely week been, Dom?
It's been stressful. I've got to be honest. It's been very, very stressful.
No, stress, shrinkflation. This is no good.
It's not stopping either. I've got loads of work to do, which I can't. I've got a deadline, which I'm not going to meet. Arguing with the missus, which I don't mind putting on the broadcast, and I'm feeling like shit. But apart from that, everything's groovy.
Oh my goodness! I recommend a hearty kebab.
Lesbianese before. So
you had your lesbianese meal. Look, he's been having posh food, booze.
There was a really good one in Walthamstow, Lebanese, and then I found out...
E17. all right, everything's going to be all right.
And then I found out they had a health rating, what you call it, food stand, of one.
Oh, right, that's not very good.
That's probably the lowest.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's...
I think they came to zero.
We don't really expect Michelin stars at these places, but at least the rats have got to have at least a bit of deportment and style about them.
In the corner.
Sorry, your audio crackled out a little bit there, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's going to do that. It's a phone.
That's one of fucking phones, isn't it? Now, what phone are you rocking these days, as I believe the cool kids say, when rizzing?
I've been a OnePlus man. This would be interesting for everybody.
Oh, OnePlus. Now, I used to love those phones. They were excellent, excellent, excellent phones.
But when my last one broke, I call OnePlus website. Not that great when it comes to restocking everything. Chinese, you see.
Cross.
Yeah. Yes. So I had to go for the proper Google Pixel.
Oh, good girl. Yeah, that's what I did back in the last year. I got the Pixel 8 Pro, Jobby.
Oh, lucky you, fancy pants. I got the Pixel 7 Pro.
Minge. I think it's the 8 Pro. It's the latest one. Well, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Sorry. What have you got, Booze? Sorry.
Yeah, I've got the 7 Pro, just like you.
7 Pro, you keep it real, mate. Keep it real.
Yeah, but I'm going back to the OnePlus as soon as I can.
Really?
That's all I say about it. Yeah, the battery life.
Yeah, the battery life for my Pixel's all right. I mean, I don't really use it a great deal during the day, though. That's the thing.
See, I'm a train driver. I use it all day.
Oh, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be concentrating on the road thingy.
Yeah.
No, now, the reason is because we're on strike time.
Oh, right, yeah. Up the workers. We shall not be moved. That's right, brothers and sisters. To the theys and thems. So we've established Dom's not had the best week in the world yet. How's your week been, Booz, apart from everyone being on strike?
The week ain't been too bad. I don't mean anything like, you know, worthy, but I've been like really, really getting stuck into like games and games on my phone and
Is interesting because my son's moaning at me to build him a new gaming PC, and I built a couple of PCs recently, but not real gaming ones because I don't really do much in the way of gaming anymore. So what's half decent graphics card to get these days? Is it all PCI Express still?
When I say PC, really, I mean MacBook.
Oh, you fucking puff.
I'm sorry. That's why I'm talking to you on the phone, because my desktop is finally dying, but I've had it since about 2000 and it's over 10 years old, but everything in it.
Right. But fucking Mac, though, for gaming?
No, it was for podcasting.
Oh, right.
And then
I'm getting so confused.
Yeah.
It's Dom's fault.
We're going to start the podcast again, and then we had another one of our, you know, the rock band style Falling Outs.
So, okay.
Yeah, but no idea. I think you could class me a MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro, yes, a bit bloody posh that. I've got a MacBook Air, which I use for work, and I've also got a 24-inch iMac for work as well.
Gosh,
they're all right, actually. I do like them, but for a bang for buck, you're going to get more value for money from PC, isn't it?
Of course you are, but I got mine refurbed from Hackney Max.
Hackney Max, that's the new Rolling Stones album, isn't it?
Hackney Max, yeah.
I haven't actually heard any of that. Is it any good? They stopped being good in the late 80s, didn't they?
The Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Did they?
The 70s, surely. Painted black and then everything else was downhill, surely.
It's probably...
That was it for me.
Yeah, I like the song Gimme Shelter, but I prefer the version done by Sisters of Mercy.
Was that Gimme Bus Shelter?
Oh, well, there you go. There's your Christmas song, Dom. If I can't get to the shelter.
Gimme Bus Shelter.
Turntables. I was hoping the jokes would write themselves there. They didn't actually, did they? Laura, it's your fault. Get your face out of that vagina and phone in the show. What? Sorry? I said vagina and everyone's gone quiet.
I've left the club. I'm walking home. It's pissing down. I'm walking to an argument. So I'm quiet.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Dun, 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 dun. Oh dear! Have you got far to walk?
No, like 100 yards.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not so bad then.
It's not so bad. It's the journey's fine. It's the destination's a problem.
Oh no!
The math. That's another Rolling Stones reference.
Oh God! No! We can't have more than one Rolling Stones reference in a show.
I've already had the. You're recording conversation as I put you on mute. So I'm walking into a fucking maelstrom right now.
No, well, don't prolong the or rather don't exacerbate the what's it on our account, mate.
Debate your what's it. They're smaller as well.
Debate what? Yeah, actually, yeah. Shrinkflation what's it? They're fucking smaller. Yeah, good. Good point.
Are they less orangey than you were?
No, I think they're still as orangey.
Yeah, leave your fingernails all like you've been smoking.
Oh, God. Wasn't there a dodgy joke about someone who went to the doctor with a wanking complaint and it turns out it was just watching porn and eating what's-its at the same time? I don't know. I can't remember it. But if anyone does remember that joke, please record yourself saying it in front of a live studio audience and send it in along with your mum's address. Thank you very much. Anyone told a stiffy joke yet, actually?
No. See, that's another shrinkflation jokes. I mean, as funny as they used to be either, are they?
No. Yeah, especially jokes in 11-year-old podcasts.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. You're there, mother.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. We can hear you now.
I got too close to the house. I think I connected Wi-Fi, then disconnected as I walked away when I realised I always continue conversation. Was that joke anything to do with Finger and Umba Lumba?
No, but then we got another podcast title there. Fingering and Umba Lumba. I'm sure you're not allowed to say that anymore.
Probably not.
I've been having some great fun on TikTok recently because I keep baiting the fucking right-wing racist gammon Brexiting arseholes. Appear on my FYP quite a lot. And do you know what? They go on about us lefty snowflakes. The fucking gammons, they are the biggest snowflakes of all. And I've noticed this pattern. Whenever someone's posted a video and it's got one of our lovely... oh, God, how do I describe them now? I'm going to have to edit this, aren't I? I was...
in a knight with a St. George cross on the shield.
Oh, no, that's normally in their profile pictures. No, but people will post videos live Asians, blacks, Chinese, whatever. People who aren't as white as the fucking... linen sheets or whatever. No, that metaphor doesn't work. But basically, posting videos of people doing bad things. And you can always tell when the gammons are piling in because they always start by saying, well, 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 on the old text. And as soon as I see that, I think, right, target acquired. So I've started to use that well, well, well now for other things just to fuck with the algorithms, like those cute kittens or something. Well, well, well.
Well, well.
Yeah. But as you can almost imagine them saying it, it's like self-satisfied. Oh, yeah, well, 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 there we go. You fucking wanker.
Kittens having fun, is there? Yes, him and his friends having all our small animal furry mates going around doing cute things. Mayor Khan.
What? I wondered where you were going with that for a minute. I was almost getting confused. In fact, I'll probably start to get confused about everything soon because my evening edibles are kicking in quite quickly. Oh, that's the only thing with this stuff. It's very nice, but whereas with a drink or a smoke, you can sort of regulate how wasted you're going to get. Whereas when you pop a little edible, it's all in the hands of the gods, really.
See, I've got to leave it another 8.5 years so I can catch up with you cool kids with your edibles.
Yeah,
I can't say I've been involved.
But I can't drink or smoke anymore, so, and real life's just tedious, so I need something to take the sheen off it.
You don't drink, don't smoke. What you do, you don't drink, don't smoke. What you do?
Subtle innuendos follows, must be something inside.
Something inside.
Down out. We do like the Adam and those ants. I've got tickets to see them, actually, end of this year. Can't Bear or Die. Yeah. When is it? I think it's November or December. Oh, let me have a look.
Stuart live in concert?
What? No,
see old Stuart live in concert.
Rod Stewart.
No, Stuart. Is it Isn't his Adam Ant's real name Stuart something?
Yeah, Stuart Goddard. Yeah. Because your signal dropped out for a bit, and then I thought you said that you're going to see Rod Stewart, but what the fuck?
No, I don't know. Why would I say that?
I don't know. So I've got Sleep Token in December, The Chameleons, Adam Ant. I thought I had another gig in December. Oh, maybe not.
Where are you saying now about Adam Ant?
I've lost the fucking thing now. Somewhere in Landan.
My old
Roundhouse.
Definitely. My old drummer. Look for a guy that looks like a, well, you won't be able to pick him out of that crowd.
Does he look like a bitch? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's like a superannuated punk, but he did when we were at college.
Oh, right, a superannuated punk.
Yeah, it was like 2 years older than us. I don't know what he was doing at our college.
All right. Pedo alert. That's right, kids. What? I don't know why I've not used that sound effect yet. It's absolutely brilliant.
There's a good one. I'll give you that.
I saw a story the other day in The Guardian.
Racist.
Yeah, what? Left wing alert. It said Blue Monday is one of the greatest pieces of art of the 20th century.
I thought that written somewhere, yeah.
I didn't see that, but I kind of agree with that, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
You check on the... Yeah, I could see that.
Over. But it was confusing because I thought it said Blue Peter, so...
Oh.
I was growing up, it was for the posh kids. I couldn't really see the art aspect of it.
Blue Peter or Leslie Judd?
Wow, you're so old. It's like ridiculous. I'm Connie Hook. And maybe Sally, not Sally, what's her name? Janet Ellis.
Oh, maybe right. Janet okay, Ellis. I really am showing you.
Yeah,
God.
You are.
Well, at least I didn't say Valerie Singleton. There you go.
Yeah, but you're like one step away from it. You're like 3 years away from Valerie Singleton.
Wow. Well, I come with a bit of experience.
Billy Baxter.
Billy Baxter. up to the elbows with no grease. I've no idea what that means. Laura, what does that mean? You should know. Yeah. Now, has anyone sent in any letters for us? No, of course fucking not. Now, I did have an idea for some content, but I've forgotten it.
Yep, that's about right.
Bollocks. Oh, no, that was it. We need the topic theme tune, don't we?
Right.
Let's roll everything. Topics.
I like picnics. I like Star Bars. Hang on.
No, that's an old joke, isn't it? Old jokes from the 70s. What's got a hazelnut in every bite?
Squirrel shit.
Topics.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Squirrel shit. What's Smurf poo? That's Blue Tech, isn't it? Yeah. There you go. Right. Oh, yeah, topic. That's right. Okay, you're going to love this one, Boozy. When and why did you go off a celebrity?
Ah, this is good. I like this.
Ah, there you go. Look, proper fucking content, mate. None of your goats.
Right, let me have a little think, because there's definitely a few.
Yeah, I had one, but I didn't write it down in time and forgot it.
Do you have to?
Would you like me to say mine?
Yes, whilst... edit point. Whilst Booze is... Oh, no, I have to edit now.
I thought
I was going to get for a whole show without having to edit. Fuck my cunt. Right. whilst Booze is thinking of his celebrity that he doesn't like anymore, you could give me yours.
Absolutely. Mine is Robert De Niro. And only
what?
Because I'm...
No, hang on. I have to do my surprise noise.
No,
that's the wrong one.
Get your hand off my penis!
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell, can't be bothered. Go on.
Close enough. So, Robert De Niro. So, I read his autobiography because I was a great fan of the man. I thought
a brilliant actor. I thought he's committed to his art. I thought he's a wonderful person. And then I read his autobiography, so it's by him. And it transpires that the literally only reason he does a film or any sort of work is to finance his real estate or his restaurants in Tribeca or his other things. He only does films to pay his bills. And that really pissed me off because I always thought he was a man of distinction. It's all about the art, it's all about creativity, you know, like Daniel Day-Lewis sort of thing. And it's not. It's a paycheck for him. It's like, I'll turn up, I'll say the lines, I'll go home, I'll get paid, I'll open a restaurant. And for me, that's just...
Bada bing.
What's Al Pacino's excuse? That's what I'd like to know.
He has to buy all those shoe lifts, didn't he?
Oh, yes, to pay for him. Yeah. Yeah, because they wear down. They do wear down.
They do he's a jumping and a jumping and a something and a something.
Yeah. Jiving.
Yes, jiving.
I understand Robert De Niro. He's got to pay for his child support and stuff when he's like 80 fucking nine having a kid and stuff like that. I understand that. But he's always left the impression that I'm a really...
Talking sorry, I was just singing some backing to your wonderful story there.
He very rarely talks Italian. He talks Italian in The Godfather, briefly and badly. He always came across as being like the... it's all about the art. It's all about the passion. It's all about the thing. I need to tell this story. And then it transpires that it's just a paycheck.
Oh, right.
He's working a shifting Tesco. And it just fucking got to me. Really got to me.
Oh, when
the Tribeca restaurant and the film studio. So that was always his excuse. I'm doing shit films to make money to make good films. Yeah. He did put that like, pretty much right after Goodfellas.
Well, he would do Goodfellas and then he'd do Rocky and Bullwinkle. And you know what I mean? It's like, all right, I understand you do a good film, so you need to do a couple of bad films that pay well to be able to do a good film for cheap. But it's not even that. It's literally, I'm fucking bored. I need to open a restaurant. Okay, I need 50 grand for that or £1 million, $1 million. Okay, I'll do a film. Any film, any script. Right, okay, that one looks the easiest. I'll do that one. That's what he came across in his biography. And also, he dated Charmaine Sinclair, who's a Sunday Sport model, which I really thought was bad taste of him.
Why?
He does have a type, doesn't he? I would say.
His type was... Yeah, I agree. He had a type and he stuck with it.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, we've all got type, haven't we?
We have. I like breathing and redheads. Eddie Murphy likes...
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Can we say that?
Probably not. Yeah, probably delete that.
Fucking hell. Cheers, mate.
That's a point.
We'll be liable. That's a point for you.
Right. Okay.
Nothing was proven.
Notes to the legal team, please put out a statement refuting claims that, dear, oh dear. Okay, Booze, have you thought of one yet?
Oh, fuck, I forgot to think of one. I was listening.
Oh, you minge.
Listening to a dumb story and I got really involved with it because, you know, I've got opinions on it, so.
Well, mine, I thought of someone... Yeah, someone who I thought was quite cool and quite sort of, you know, against the establishment and is going to put money to good use and stuff. But it transpires that he's just a really fucking dull, tedious stoner with too much money.
Not Elon.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when he was first on the scene, I thought, ooh, he's a bit of a fly in the ointments of the establishment. Right, fair enough. But... it's like, oh, mate, really? Shut up. I think the real nail in the coffin was when caving disaster or something a few years back, and he said, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to build this fucking magic intergalactic nuclear fucking submarine to rescue people. Yeah, and then some of the experts who actually knew what they were doing said, no, sorry, we've got this. And he called one of them a fucking pedo or something. It's like, mate, fuck off.
Yeah, that's a chilling thing.
Football team.
It's like, nah, and it's like, since then, just been constantly disappointed by the fucker. Although I am enjoying a rather fine glass of Schadenfreude, watching the horror story unfolding that is the Tesla fucking truck thing, the cyber truck.
Yeah, fucking. It's almost as if he's like just a rich boy who, you know, never, his daddy never gave him any love.
Penis, yeah. Well, it's people, hero worship him as a great innovator like they did Steve Jobs, but no, not, neither of them are great innovators. They took ideas off great innovators and got rich off them without giving due credit, but fucking hell. Mm. Yeah.
So, I remember watching a YouTube clip of Elon Musk, and some guy was like talking to him about the SpaceX thing, and he suggested something about the way they use the power or something like that. It's like use a cool thrusters. Do you do that for entry or do you do that for everything else? And you saw in this video like the guy Elon Musk sort of like realized, oh, I could use that, and he went, do you know what? And that's something we'd look into, and it turned out he actually did. He looked into it and he did it. And I thought, oh, that's a guy who listens. Is one of these super rich people who actually pays attention to people. And then it transpires that's the literally only thing he's ever done of any redeemable sort of quality. Everything else is all done to his own, to meet his own needs. And he'll call Chilean miners paedophiles, and he'll fucking he'll boost up a crypto coin called Dogecoin. And then and kick it down, and then that coin will be worth fuck all. And in the meantime, all these other people are watching, like, oh, he likes Dogecoin, I'm going to buy Dogecoin, and then they'll lose all the money. And I just think that's fucking so wrong of him.
What a fucking cunt, eh?
Yeah, well, that's the main reason why I don't like him, is like a lot of people like fucking worship this guy and follow him, and he said, go buy Dogecoin, it's going to be amazing. So they bought Dogecoin, and then he went on Saturday Night Live and says, oh, Dogecoin's shit, it's bullshit, it don't mean anything. So the fucking market's tanked, and Dogecoin was worth 70 cents, now worth 2 cents. And these people have lost like thousands a month, thousands of dollars. And this guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's a multi-billionaire who's become a slightly less multi-billionaire. And meanwhile, Joe fucking Bloggs has lost all his fucking life savings because he followed this guy that he's worshipping. And
Joe, that.
Dear, oh dear.
Money and things happen to. Poor old Joe Bloggs.
Poor old Joe Bloggs. Yeah, it's Joe Bloggs over here. It's John Doe in the United States of America, isn't it?
What do we call our unidentified corpses?
Unidentified corpses?
That's what John called.
Reform Party. Oh, what?
I usually call them Dave. What do you?
Oi!
Have I? What? Sorry. I don't think there is a term in the UK. I think John Doe's in America, but it's not a same sort of similar sort of term in the UK.
Or Jane, could be Jane Doe.
Or
Jimothy.
Lubbock, sex sister.
I saw. Fuck me. Go on.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned Joe Bloggs. To me, Joe Bloggs is a jeans designer of wearing very baggy jeans, flares almost.
Oh my God! 90s. Talk to me about baggy jeans. My darling little son, Tom, 15, currently Hello. Fucking taller than me, pretty much. Bloody hell. Yeah. Growing like a bastard. Yeah, he got me to buy him these jeans. And it's like, yeah, all right, well, it's been a week. You've probably grown another foot. God damn it. So I said, send us the link to these jeans. And it's like going back a couple of decades. I don't know if you remember any of the cool kids who were into like the hip of the hop and the electro music of the 80s. There were these massively baggy jeans that were suddenly en vogue, and they appear to have come back. It's like, bloody hell, there's enough material. There's enough material there for three pairs of jeans.
Baggy trousers. I've associated them with Mad Chester because I bought a pair at Affleck Palace, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's the place. Affleck Palace, still the place to go for a
along with your like
long team.
Yeah. But there you go.
They're not sponsoring us, are they?
No, they're not. No, it's like 24-inch bottoms. I think they used to measure it by the inch across the bottom of the flares, and if it's 24 inches, they were decent.
Now, do you know what that's made me think of? A fantastic song that I think Mr. Booze will appreciate. I can't remember who's by. Oh, yes, I can. Right, hopefully this will work.
While you're searching for that, I've just reminded myself of. Oh. And before you do that, do you remember? I don't know if there's a case of it was in the Northwest only or whether it was like nationwide. Do you remember a pair of jeans used to be black and then the back half, your backside and halfway down the back of your thighs was red? So it was like black denim and everywhere else and red denim at the back apart from the pockets.
That remember them? Sounds a bit sadomasochistic.
I don't remember that.
No, it must be a Northwest thing. It's probably a local thing.
Yeah, you lost me there, mate. Well, maybe someone. It was up north, so it's probably someone with jeans on, and they just got stabbed up the arse.
It's possible. Yeah, we're not far from Burnley.
Yeah.
Well, it might be someone who, you know, and the sun came out for a day, and they were just wearing a pair of chaps.
Chaps. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, I'd love to see you in a pair of chaps, Booze. Cowboy hat, peekaboo bra. Get in. Right. So we were talking about bell bottoms, weren't we?
Bell bottoms. Bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms. Bell bottoms. I bloody love John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Okay.
Have you guys heard them before?
I've never heard that one.
No? Oh, right. That's brilliant. Bell bottoms. Oh, Booze has gone on mute. He's probably having a quick wank or something. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was. It brought me back. I think they used to play every single night somewhere in London.
John Spencer Blues Explosion. Yeah, I know them best for their song. Oh, what's it called? Afro, which had a really good bass line that wasn't actually played on a bass guitar. Hang on a minute. Yeah, there you go. Groovy. Oh, that's got so much groove, like baby.
On pedals on a organ or something. What's going on?
Well, there's definitely an organ in there, but live, famously live, is just drums and a six-stringed guitar. I don't know, maybe they do what the White Stripes did, because apparently the White Stripes, although they didn't use bass live, they did occasionally in the studio. Actually, didn't the Doors use a bass player in the studio, but not live? It was always the keyboardist that did the bass notes on his organ, wasn't it?
And when Bill Wyman left the Rolling Stones, you know, the famed... But they never put him in the pictures, you know. in the material that they released, press releases.
That makes it okay then.
Well, it does really. Oh God, it's some. Oh, going back to TikTok again. There's lots of TikTok channels and stuff where people are just outing basically anyone who's vaguely famous during the 1970s, because apparently anyone who was in rock and roll and was a white male in the 70s was a paedophile.
Well, that is definitely been the Me Too moment in music. Well, it's kind of here, isn't it, with P. Diddy, so Puff Daddy.
P. Diddy, P. Dinner, Diddy Arf. Yeah, fucking... it is a bit of a wrong one. But if you think about it, like all these rock bands like Zeppelin and stuff, yeah, I'm sure they didn't blooming check birth certificates, did they?
No.
Fucking
especially some of them who had a house on Loch Ness, apparently, didn't, you know.
Oh, well, all sorts of rum doings were happening, right? Goodness.
Oh, rum doings, doing rum. All of it.
Rum doings. Oh, wouldn't that be a great name for... Oh, hang on. Has that been used for a podcast before, rum doings? Why does that sound familiar? I think I should know that.
You're an alcoholic.
Well, I am. I'm in recovery, but yeah. Actually, that reminds me, something very funny happened yesterday. I was walking down my local street of shops where there's a massive gust of wind. I suddenly found myself in the fucking pub. No, I walked into my local, Central's Worcester Park. Oi, oi! And I asked for my normal bottle of 0% Peroni, and they're all kept in the same part of the fridge, so everyone knows where to get them. So Bar Blokey got me Peroni Zero, or so I thought. I started to drink it, and I got to my third gulp, and I thought, oh, this tastes a bit funny. I looked at it, and it was a proper Peroni. So I was like, oh, my God, fucking hell. Eek, what do I do? I was like, okay, well, it's no biggie. I literally just had three, you know, mouthfuls. So I took it back and went, mate, you done me. And he said, oh, I'm really sorry, mate, really sorry. Apparently there's a new member of staff who just, like, mixed the 0% and the non-0% all together. But it was really funny. It's literally the first thing alcoholic that's passed my lips in a year and 4 months or so.
Did it taste different?
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, sorry, my mistake.
It did taste a little bit different, actually, but not too much different.
Nice. It made you feel.
Do you know any booze? You're like the devil on his shoulder. Get off it, man.
Yeah.
I'll be the angel. Do you know what? If it was Guinness Zero, then you wouldn't have noticed any difference whatsoever. But every other alcoholic drink I've had, the 0% version is slightly different. It's only Guinness, which tastes exactly the same to my eyes.
It tastes the same to your eyes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Eyeball Paul.
Eyeball Paul. We all know an Eyeball Paul. I thought the 0% Guinness tasted just a soupçon sweeter than regular Guinness.
No, obviously, my opinion is my opinion, and I have really shit taste buds, but in my opinion, it tastes exactly the same.
Ed Zachary.
But I'll tell you what I've been drinking, because you were taking the piss out of me coffee, which I'll never do. But my mate, who knows that, you know, I like a drink when I watch the football, but I don't really want to get drunk all the time when I'm doing it.
Right.
I say that. If I'm working the next day. But he's a link to it's like a it's supposed to be like vagina. It's 0.5 alcohol.
Oh, right.
It's got supposed to have a soothing, calming buzz. Have you heard about this stuff? It's called Impossible.
Oh, hang on. I think I've seen a bloody Facebook ad for that stuff.
Yeah,
Tramadol mixed in or something.
What's that?
Has it got Tramadol or Dexys mixed in with it or something like that?
Oh, that'd be nice. That
would work a lot better. Someone was whistling that when I was going home on the train, and I had to join in.
Was it a Tuesday?
Yeah, you have
to. Was it a Tuesday?
No, you can't whistle on a Tuesday. Worked, yeah. You know that's against the law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then I'm going to up as well.
Sorry, was that they don't like it up them?
Yeah, they don't. You know
that.
Who does?
Oh,
don't.
Would you like to hear something relatively funny? As you know...
It's on this podcast.
Yeah, I know, innit? As you know, the past couple of years, I've been steady, fast and furiously been getting back into the old vinyl game, made myself half bankrupt in the process. And I bought these new record racks. I thought, oh, yeah, there'll be loads of room and, you know, I've special new records. That looks really nice. Set it all up. I put my records in and there's no room for any more. Fuck, now I've got to buy some more shelving. I hate doing shelving.
Because when you buy a vinyl now, it's supposed to be a lot, you know, it's thicker than the old shit we used to buy, right?
They do a lot of pressings on 180-gram vinyl now, which is good, but it's only good if the actual mastering process is any good.
I'm up to 300 grams now on me vinyl.
Up to 300 grams? Ooh.
Yeah, 300 grams.
That's like a third of a kilo.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. Reinforce me attic floor, you know.
300 grand final.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, I'm gonna have to bloody look that up now.
600 if it's a double album.
600.
I bought Sign of the Times, the Prince album. They had to winch it in.
Fucking hell!
Window.
Actually, yes, Sign of.
Half a denarii for my life story.
Are you sure it's 300 grams it goes up to?
That seems a lot.
I've got no idea, but I know that it's important to you vinyl heads. I would just Spotify.
It does make sense. I mean, I understand the science behind it, because basically you've got your fucking needle in it, jumping up and down through the grooves. So if the grooves are more defined and go deeper, there's going to be less harmonic acoustic echo on the flip side, isn't it?
Well, is it the case of that, or is it like... I've totally derailed myself. Hang on. 1 second, I'll come back to it.
That's right, I'm picking the nose.
You're picking nose. I'm thinking what I was about to say, and... being what you about.
Right,
no, okay. Lost it. Forget about that. Move
all
on.
Right, okay.
But it's my Impossible advert, just in case they might sponsor you.
Go on in.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to see. Yeah, so it's supposed to have a calming effect. I think it does. I think it works. It's got like ashwagandha in it and something
racist.
Else.
Racist.
Yeah, I know.
What's
yeah.
going on?
Cultural appropriation.
Impossible. Did you say impossible?
Bless you.
Impossible.
Oh, hang on a minute. We've got a sound effect for that. Yeah, fucking Impossible. Jesus.
So the thing is, you're talking about the taste.
The taste. Of buttery biscuit base. Yeah.
Just open one. That's the only downside of it. It does taste exactly like fucking Carlin.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, and that's a plus point.
Yeah,
that's not really a plus point, is it? I used to buy Carling because it's. I used to buy Carling only because it was like you could get 3 cases of 15 for like fucking 20 quid or something. I never drink to get drunk. I just drink because that'll make a brew and a can will last longer. That was the only reason I drank Carling.
That's why I bought these, because these are like 440 ml. Normally you buy a 0% alcohol. It's in those tiny little Peroni type bottles.
Yeah, yeah. The one I'm supping from at the moment is 0% Heineken. That's just a 330 ml tin.
But I quite like that. That's not that tastes like Heineken to me. Just a little
it's
less.
All right.
Keep. Yeah, the Heineken's all right. I've got Peroni at home. 0% Peroni. They're nice.
Yeah.
They all taste the same as Peroni, but they taste okay. And Guinness tastes, like I said before, the 0% Guinness tastes exactly the same as normal Guinness. There's only a few I've had where I thought, that tastes fucking hanging. That tastes like Calibre circa 1995.
Oh, Calibre was horrible. I'll tell you what is nice. It's a Japanese beer. I know, cool race. It's Asahi.
Bless you.
Thank you. what are we all up to in our lovely weeks?
I'm missing deadlines and about to walk into an argument. I'm stood under a tree. I'm stood under a tree in the rain, waiting to hang up this course and go fucking double-fisted into this house and walk into an argument.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Walk in and be a lover, not a fighter, dude.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. And I've got a week of... I've got deadlines on Monday, which I've already missed.
You know how you should go in? If Boots wasn't on mute, I'm sure he'd agree with me, but I say that you go into your house, fling the door open, and do a helicopter with your hands behind your head.
It'd be a very short helicopter, let's be honest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, right, okay. All right, okay. When was the last time you did a helicopter, Boots?
I've never made love to a helicopter. Sorry, I missed the start of that.
Making love to a helicopter sounds like a sort of sort of Tory thing Sting would sing about.
What about an elephant? You must have had an elephant in your past.
An Aerosmith song, isn't it?
What, elephant?
What the fuck?
Make love to a helicopter. No.
No. I think
I think you're talking about the Aerosmith videos from the 90s where he started his daughter. Also in a very sexual-looking poses and stuff like that, and that's very odd for me.
He's on the list as well, Tyler, unfortunately.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
He has to be, doesn't he?
Are we talking about the island list?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's anything proven, as the Scottish would say, but, yeah.
Is his daughter's name again, Ruth? Dom? Is his daughter's name is Ruth, I think.
Tyler. No, Liv Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler. Totally clipped to the heart. Oh.
No, that's Bonnie. That's Auntie.
All right. Auntie. Oh, is that like auntie?
No, no, it's northern. It's auntie.
Right. But there's a U after the A.
Correct, yeah.
Right, okay.
There's not a fucking R in Barloth either, is there?
No. Oh, damn it. He tucks me up there, Booze. He fucking tucks me up.
Well, you know, scone, it's gone.
Well, you don't break your bonds, do you? You break your bones as fucking scone, and I will not hear a word.
Shrewsbury, Shrewsbury.
Oh, potato, patata.
No one says
no. Well, posh cunts might. Boots, have you got anything to big up or sell before we jump off this call and go to our respective things?
Bonds. What I'm going to say is that if anyone's familiar with the past output of Sweet Fairy Jesus,
wow.
I've heard of that.
Still, yeah, find online. I've been in extensive WhatsApp conversations with Chuck Turtleman about doing something in the near future and actually doing it this time.
Follow through, my friend. Follow through.
Right. Yes, please follow through. Hopefully it's a big meaty one.
Yeah, it was. That's why I went on mute.
Oh, oh right. So when's this going to happen then, mate?
Oh, I don't know. I ask me crazy questions like that. But we found a way to work around our time difference, which was...
Oh, we have fucking time difference, cunts, isn't it?
I know. Oh, we live on moon time or Australian time, you know. Get up in the middle.
Do you know what it should be?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right. I don't mean to stand on my soapbox, but I'm going to get on it right now. Hang on a second.
Okay. I've got okay. Soapbox music.
Go on then.
Fuck it right in the...
maybe not.
No, not really music. A fifth of the world. No, a third of the world. Hang on.
Oh, fucking hell.
A sixth of the world used to be pink. It used to be the British Empire. So therefore, everybody should be on our time. So when it's 12 o'clock, when it's 12 o'clock p.m., lunchtime in the UK, it should be 12 o'clock in Los Angeles. And it doesn't matter if 12 o'clock lunchtime in Los Angeles is in the middle of the night. So shit, get on board. It's the fucking British Empire. That's where it should be. Everywhere should be the UK time.
It'd be so much easier. This has been a party political forecast on behalf of Reform. You get fucking up, Dom. Where the fuck did that come from? Jesus.
Get a couple of drinks down. And...
You sure you've not been on the Stellas there, boy?
I've been on all sorts, mate. All fucking throws.
Oh,
right. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what pisses me off? It's because we get to fucking British summertime and, oh, it's this summertime, it's daylight savings and it's this and that, and Kat's living at 12:30 on a fucking Thursday night and we're living at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. It's confusing, man. If it's 7 o'clock everywhere, 7 p.m. everywhere, it'd be much easier. No, I'm sorry.
Or what is it? What time is it for something somewhere?
What?
Not
But what time is it? What time is it now? It's, let me look and watch. It's 10:00 p.m. Yeah. 2200 in the UK. So it should be 2200 everywhere. Now, just because 2200 in Australia would be 7 a.m, tough shit. Get on board. Go to bed when it's light and get up when it's fucking dark and live your life on our time.
But the problem is, I think I've spotted a little flaw in this system.
Uh oh.
Where? What? Go on then. Go on.
That would have worked back in, you know, 1903. But now we'd all be on American time. And in 20 years, we'll be on Chinese time. If they've got it, I don't know.
Don't you oppress me like that.
There you go.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, that's a good point. It should be the dominant empire at the time. Yeah, you're right, actually. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, time's in Ireland, so is it about 1 a.m? I've got to go to bed. It's night time.
Oh, dear.
I think it is in China.
I'm off for work in 6 hours, apparently.
No.
Careful.
It's a bit rum.
Cool,
right. Okay. Well, I think that kind of draws us to pretty much the end of this side of a BASF Chrome C60.
But we haven't got a C60, C90. Go.
What?
It's a old song from Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah.
Or Kings of the Wild Frontier. Sorry, go on.
Mm. We started recording that.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Record and play.
Yeah. Do you want to do the outro then, Booze?
No.
All right, thanks. Have we got any volunteers from anyone that's about to walk into a massive argument?
I'll do the outro.
All right. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm about to do that, so I'm feeling feisty.
Well, do you trads go to what? Oh.
I'm feeling feisty. So, listen, people. Thank you for listening to this dog shit. We apologise for the content for the last hour or something. Sorry about that. You should definitely listen to Sweet Forever Jesus. If the English guy who used to be in London but now is in some sort of Cambridgeshire type of area, and the guy from South America, not South America, more like Arkansas.
Fucking hell.
If they decide to do that, if they finally get their fucking show back on the road, Sweet Forever Jesus is a brilliant podcast. You'd definitely listen to it. If there's back catalogue there to listen to it. It's really funny. So yeah, thank you for listening to our bullshit. Sweet Forever Jesus, if it's coming back, listen to that as well. And
get down at Flex Pallets. Buy yourself some.
Go down at Flex Pallets. Get yourself some flares. And tomorrow is Monday, and I'm getting a new car. So fuck the lot of yous. Bye.
www.strangetimeshow.com. Catch us on Twitter at @strangetshow. Don't forget iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. Yeah.